Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. I hope I'm being heard. I was on and it didn't connect and, you know, technology. Hello, it is Saturday and I thought I'd jump on and talk about intuition again. I had a show this week about intuition where I kind of gave you my backside of it. And I wanted to give you a more front-end perspective so that you can, and I'm giggling because if you follow this program, you know, I'll give it to you straight. But I also think that there are some steps that can help you out a little more detailed than my previous show. So here is the basics of intuition. And I'll tell you where this is coming from. I launched a program to help you develop your intuition talks. And I thought this would help someone decide if that was the right program for them. It's 4 private sessions with me, and I help you learn your own intuitive language and support you in the process of really igniting and developing your intuition. And it doesn't take a lot, you know, to learn the basics of intuition and then put them into practice. You know, in 4 sessions, you will be amazed by how well you can develop your skills. So, first and foremost, as I said in the last program, everybody has an intuition. Does everybody have an intuition at the level of mine or other professional psychics? No. We've been developing that for years and years and years for the purpose of serving the planet. You know, some teachers believe that psychic abilities are passed down through our lineage. I do come from a long line of people who use their intuition at a high level. I also come from a long line of people who have the gift and choose not to use it. So it comes with all sides of it. And why would you not want to use your intuition? Well, you know, you're open to information and you may not fully have the intellectual mind, the emotional mind to understand all the information that you're receiving. That's if you are reading, how do I want to describe that? Anything, right? Because intuitive information can come from both the light and the dark, and I've talked about this on the program before. But the purpose of the way I teach intuition, and I'll go ahead and say that I'm going to teach you about intuition today, is to always work with the light. Set that intention that I only work with the light. Say that prayer that you are divinely protected, that you only receive information that is for your highest and greatest good. You don't need to know everything energetically. But if you get in the habit of consistently praying the prayer that I receive information that is for my highest and greatest good, which brings me to the first point of developing your intuition, have some system of prayer. It does not need to be a formal religious prayer, but if that's your background and that's what feels comfortable for you, by all means, use it, whatever you can to get to that space of prayerful asking. It's complete and total devotion and being in gratitude for all that you have so that you can open the channel for spirit to advise you. You have to ask for guidance. Spirit typically does not give us intuitive information unless we are seeking it. So seek it. Next step is, of course, find a way to quiet the mind. You can do that through meditation. Some people do it through creativity. Some people do it through journaling. Some people do it through exercise. I talked to you about that yesterday. It's returning to center, finding that connection within. Do that on a consistent basis and pick something that you can stick to. So often we begin, you know, we listen to some guru, we see it on Super Soul Sunday, meditate and start some meditation practice that's not in alignment with who you are. If it doesn't work for you within a few sessions, choose something else and keep looking and keep looking till you find that thing that works. This doesn't have to be, I have to sit there and over and tedious, any day now I'll get it. What's the purpose? It doesn't need to be that way. You just need to find what works for you and be diligent in that practice of finding what works for you. And believe me, I can definitely go into those modes of like, oh, if I just keep at it, it'll suddenly click in. Typically, no. That is also intuitive information. If something isn't going right initially, that's a sign. Pay attention to it. But it doesn't always mean, oh, that's wrong for you. It might mean you might need to take a different approach, a different mindset, a different teacher. So just because your first meditation didn't work doesn't mean that the next meditation practice you take on won't work, right? Try a lot of different things. For years, it was journaling for me and movement. And, it's difficult. I will say it's sometimes difficult for me to explain it to you because I came by way of this. I was just born a deeply spiritual person. I can say that honestly. And that comes with its challenges. I've had to learn how to live as a human. And so when you are living in a spiritual space and you come in as a spiritual being with high, high level angelic energy, you have to relearn how to be in the human body. So some of the ways in which I'm explaining this to you, I'm going to slow it down as much as I can. But if you're like, Amy, I'm not understanding this. Remember, you're talking to somebody who that's all I know. I couldn't imagine, you know, sometimes I'll have conversations with people and they're like, oh yeah, I got a little intuitive spark on that. And I'm like, my life is intuitive sparks. My life is prayer and meditation, connecting to spirit. God is always talking to me. We are into constant dialogue. So with that being said though, you can have that same clear line of communication that I have if you just do a little bit of work. Remember, I work on the planetary level. I'm speaking to everybody. But you can have your own intuition. And I'll be honest, I've had to recently redevelop my own personal intuition, right? Because I read for everybody else. I've had to really work on clarifying my own signs. Right? And so that is a part of this process. So next step in developing your intuition is you will start to notice messages. We receive messages, as I said in the previous podcast, through sight, both sight within us, meaning we see a sign in our inner mind, or we see something in our human experience that we know is a message. You can even start asking for signs in that way. Show me a sign, spirit. And you will get it. And even not getting a clear sign is a message. But I would say to start, pick something. So I heard Colette Baron-Reed say she was looking for a house. And she said, show me a dragonfly if it's the right house. And she went house. And finally a dragonfly showed up. And she knew that that was the right place for her. You choose what symbol works for you. You know, I had a client some years back that she was going through a breakup and she just wanted to know that that person was thinking of her. Now, this is a slippery slope, ladies, because you can start to think, well, this means he's my true love. No, but what she had really asked spirit was, is he thinking of me? And so show me, and she had a very particular car and a very particular color, and she would see it all over. It was a very unique shade of green and very unique shade of green for that particular car. And so every time she saw it, she knew that that person was thinking of her. Now, where things got tricky for her, and keep this in mind as you were developing your intuition, was that she started to think, does that mean we need to get back together? Right? And so one of the reasons why she reached out to me, she's like, Amy, I'm getting these signs. What do they mean? I said, honey, the original question you asked was, is he thinking of you? Right? And so that's the message you were getting. And of course, if someone's going through a breakup, all parties are thinking about each other. Doesn't necessarily mean they need to reunite, right? So be aware of signs and receive them psychically, receive them energetically, but don't let your ego start to interpret those messages. And how do you do that? Just remember, A, everybody has free will. It's only a sign. It does not have power until you take action. That's the next piece to this. So you get an intuitive message, and you know, some intuitive messages are just of your connection to the divine. Here's one of mine, and you will develop your own library of signs and symbols. So I'm a very big Dave Matthews Band fan. They had some commercial success at one point, but they're not wildly commercial, meaning everywhere you go, you're going to hear a Dave Matthews Band song. If I know I have a very specific sign, that if I'm in a grocery store and I hear a Dave Matthews Band song, I know that's Spirit's way of saying, hey, remember we're connected. Remember we're connected. And it's very specific, and it happens in a very, you know, in a very specific way. And I'm always thrilled. I'm like, yes, thank you, Spirit, for remembering that we're connected. So that is my sign. You'll have your own. That's why I'm sometimes hesitant to share all of my signs and symbols, because I want you to develop your own library. Now, with that being said, there are universal symbols that have been passed down over generations. And if you do a basic general, basic Google search on a sign, so let's say you're out, let's take the butterfly, for example. You keep seeing it everywhere. You're like, God, that has to be a sign, right? How is this butterfly showing up everywhere? I would say do a basic Google search and use this terminology. I will advise you in this way. Spiritual meaning of butterfly. Now, as you go through the material, take a very objective perspective. All you're looking for is your intuitive message in that sign. So say you're on a website and you're reading through, and I've explained this before. This is how I do it. I'm not looking for every little nuance of this sign, right? Because there's tons of intellectual information out there about the universal signs. You're looking for that piece that strikes flash of, what is it like when it happens? It's electrifying. When I know it's a message, it's like, aha, it's an inspiration. It's like, yes, that's what it means, right? And then from there, write it down. Because when you're in the midst of receiving intuitive information, the actual download, right? So that would have been a download. Then you need a pause so that you can interpret that message. So what my clients pay me to do, other than receive signs and symbols, is to interpret that, right? So you have to step back from that and say, what does this mean for me? What does this mean for me, right? Because let's take in tarot, there's a death card. Many people fear that card, right? But that card actually means beginnings, endings, happening all at the same time. So you have to step. So what I would do if that happened, I got the death card or I saw the death card in one of my decks. I do believe I have the deck, the death card, and Colette Baron-Reed, she has it. And what it means, it's the falling away of the old and welcoming of the new. So I would ask myself, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to welcome in? And it's a simultaneous process in that. So that's how you really identify it. It's like, okay, I need to let go of this job, and I know I'm going to take another one. I need a job, right? So that's the way you interpret that. It's things that are connected, right, in that particular card. But it's not to be feared. So that's the next piece here is, if you're really going to develop your intuition, don't fear it. That's your prayer of protection. And then just know that every message, even if it appears to be a negative message, is always for your highest good. When I am stressed the fuck out and I pull a card, there's a couple of cards in my deck, they just fill me with even more anxiety. And I'm like, Amy, like it takes, you know, my human self, not the psychic that reads, it's, oh my gosh, my human self immediately projects my fear onto that message. So it's important that as you are receiving intuitive information, remind yourself, even if you're going to the cards when you are in fear, or you're using a symbol when you are in fear, or you're receiving information when you are in fear, this is not about my fear. This is not about my fear. Just tell yourself, this is not about my fear. This is about what's for my highest and greatest good. And every message is for my highest and greatest good. Okay? Let's see. So research universal symbols. You can start a journal. You know, butterflies mean this. Animals are wonderful. There's so many animal messages out there. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your chosen spirit animal. All the animals give me messages. When they show up in random-ass places, I'm like, oh, shit. I was out in the last place I was living. I was out with my housemate, and it was well after midnight. I was working on writing, and he and I were outside. And all of a sudden, like, you know, we're in Pasadena, and on a busy street in Pasadena, a coyote comes, like, running down the street. And so we're both like, oh, shit, you know, like, he's calmer than I. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a coyote. So I knew, though, given where I was at in that given time, in that space, that's a message, right? And so I needed to go and Google spiritual meaning of coyote. I skim that information, only receive that which is for my highest and greatest good, take that and act on it. So the next step of developing your intuition for it to get really strong is to act upon it. And I talked about this in the last podcast, but I want to be really clear. It's like you can keep getting messages and keep getting messages, and that is a part of intuition, is that they are repetitive. When spirit wants you to get a message, then you got to do something with it. All messages are designed for you to do something, whether it's shifting a belief, whether it's letting something go, whether it's actually taking action, getting something done, making the phone call, sending the email, applying for the job, saying goodbye to the lover. It's designed to help you move forward. And if you believe that we are here to live out our deepest desires and to be of service in that process, then every message is pointing you in that direction, even if it's a bleaker message, right? Even if it seems, oh my God, that's not the way it's supposed to be, right? That's a message. And so act on it. Act on it. What do you need to know? There are Louise Hay, if you are clairsentient, meaning you feel energy in your body, and this is something that we can discuss in my intuition talks, if you choose to sign up, Louise Hay has a wonderful book, You Can Heal Your Life, on all the spiritual reasons for an illness. Now, again, don't take that so literally. Ask what you need to know. Ask what is the message most in alignment with your truth. And it'll pop, it'll show up. Anytime I'm experiencing something in my body, I go and I look at, okay, what's the spiritual meaning of that? Then I'll say, okay, well what part of that is related to my current situation? And then that pops. You get that piece of insight, you get that piece of guidance, and it's so good if you act on it. And this is what it means to be able to heal your life, to heal your life in every single way. Now, there will be areas where our consciousness just simply isn't developed. Say you have been struggling financially, but you came from a family that just didn't have a strong financial intellect, or at least one that they shared with you, then you will have to go and get some humanly, you know, guidance before you can really understand the messages coming forward. Because messages are given to us in this time and space based on this reality, right? And so if you're struggling financially and it's a money issue, you're going to get some education. And the way I would approach this, if you're asking for intuitive guidance around money, it could be romantic relationships, I would say, write down what you really want to know. Know that immediately after asking, spirit is already starting to get your attention. and pay attention to what shows up. It might be an email in your inbox from a teacher you follow talking about money. Read that. It might be your standing in line at the bank seeing Bloomberg, the Bloomberg channel. Ooh, pay attention. And you don't need to understand it. That's the brilliant part about giving it over to the divine and giving it over to your intuition, is that it'll show up. You'll know. You're like, that's the piece I need. Well, that's what it was. So just submerge yourself in whatever it is that you need a greater understanding on, and the answer will appear, if almost magically. That's what's so beautiful about the intuition. If you don't put a lot of pressure on it, oh, please, and believe me, oh, my God, I've been there. But if you don't put a lot of pressure on it and you commit to doing your part, right, all the answers will appear. So before you ask for a message, if you are in a really stressful period of your life, take a nap. Take a nap first. Maybe you don't know what the question is. Write it down. Put it under your pillow. Take a nap. Say a prayer. And then wake up, refresh, and receive your download. Now let's talk about dreams, because I have a very interesting perspective on dreams. I do not think that dreams are directly intuitive information. I think that it is the human body, the human mind, working out what it needs to work out. With that being said, I live by signs and symbols. So I believe that dreams can be a sign and a symbol. And it's up to you to take back and say, what is the wisdom in this dream for me? So particularly if you wake up and it was a really jarring dream and you're just like, what the fuck? Give yourself some time to calm down. Say, hey, my intuition, my intellect, my mind, was working something out. It was being healed. And it doesn't necessarily mean that this is something. And then give it a few hours and say, was there a message in that for me? And you'll know. You'll feel it in your gut. You know, I woke up and it was a fucked up dream. And I was like, holy shit, what's the message in this? And it's twofold. But what it was reminding me of was that I never can go back to the woman I was when I was married. No just to my ex-husband. I just can't be that woman ever again. And so I have to put one foot in front of the other and step into a new way of being. That's how I received the message. And so that put me immense comfort, because now I know what to do. I'm like, all right, girl, stop calling on these things that you need to move yourself forward. Get it done. Right? Completely different interpretation of being like, oh, my God, the worst case scenario. And I get it. I get it. I wanted to go there. I did. But I didn't. And so I want to encourage you to stop yourself. Don't go to those worst case scenarios. Get a message or something. Because usually it's just your mind working something out. Now, if you're really perplexed about a dream, or you feel like there was a specific sign in a dream, maybe you saw a snake or something this or something that, whatever it is, you felt like it was a very specific sign within that dream, go to your Oracle Google, because I can use anything like an oracle, and say your prayer. I would like clarity and guidance for my highest and greatest good on this piece of a dream. And then Google spiritual meaning of this. Do not go to a dream. You know, I don't like dreaming. This, you feel compelled to read it. I find that most of that is all too harsh, right? And it's still taking dreams as these, like, prophetic things. And I just don't believe Spirit wants us to take excellent care of ourselves. Spirit, who knows that being in a human body requires sleep, would be using our dreams to get our attention when we need to be sleeping, right? But can it come through? Sure. I hope you understand the way I want you to approach this is that not everything is spiritually speaking, and know that God is never going to impede on your free will. Yeah. Okay, let's see what else I got. So I told you about the client who was playing that signs game. You can play the signs game too. So pick a symbol, see what that means for you. Know that anything can be a message. I initially wrote down everything can be a message, and sometimes I say that, and I was like, no. What I mean is anything can be a message if it's a message. Doesn't mean like every single thing that shows up in your life is a message. I mean, to me, it's like that, but remember, I'm on a whole other plane with the intuition. Remember that your feelings matter, what you hear, both in your inner ear and in your day-to-day human life, can be a message. What you see, both in your with your human eyes and in your mind's eye, can be a message. Just brilliance, like flashes, like you can just know something. You're talking to somebody, you just know what's up. That can be a message. And just stay prayed up and stay in your practice of connecting and work for the greatest good of all those involved, and you will be amazed by how quickly you can develop your intuition. So I hope this has been helpful. You develop your intuition, $360. Worth every penny in the sense that you can use your intuition at work, you can use your intuition in relationships, you can use your intuition in every aspect of your life. Your health, alleviate worry and suffering and doubt and fear, and make clear decisions that are for your highest and greatest good so that you can be the person you always wanted to be. Till next time, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care of yourself.